This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Yeah. A lot of people want to criticize when they see things every day. Calling people drug addicts and homeless. The shit don't even make sense to them until it actually happens and affects them.
Act like you've never seen this life. As if you've never been here before. So familiar, but it don't seem right. Only hits home when it's at your front door. Act like you've never seen this life. As if you've never been here before. So familiar, but it don't seem right. It's home when it's at your front door.
Act like you've never seen this life. Come on, act like you've never seen this life.
The subject of suicide is no longer something that people keep hidden in the dark, ashamed to talk about. There are many conversations going on, and people are learning to reach out to others and to look for help themselves. Matt Dene will rap about loss this Sunday, September 11th, as he pays tribute to his brother Nick, who died by suicide in 2007. Matt is a Nanaimo-based hip-hop artist who performs under the name Surreal. He joins the annual Souls Remembering Souls event at the Port Theater in downtown Nanaimo. Souls Remembering Souls is a unique, free-of-charge gathering, open to anyone who has lost someone they loved or cared about to suicide. Community members who would like to lend their support are also welcome to attend.
And we're joined in the studio by Surreal, a.k.a. Matt Dene, and by Heather Owen, who is with the Central Vancouver Island Crisis Society. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thank you.
Heather, how have attitudes about suicide changed, and how have suicide prevention efforts evolved over the past few years?
Well, it's becoming more a subject that people will talk about, especially in the newspapers. As soon as we see news on people like stars or famous people, just recently the NHL players, then that helps other people start talking about it. And what's really important is for people that have lost someone to suicide to be able to tell their story and have people witness it. That's an important part of the healing process. Excuse me.
Matt Dene, you have a personal connection to suicide. Your brother, Nick, died by suicide on August the 6th, 2007.
Yeah.
Tell us about Nick.
Well, he was a really unique person. He was loved by a lot of different walks of life. Everybody that ever met him had a special spot in their heart for him. And he was my biggest fan, so he was my big brother.
What happened? What do you think led to his death, and how did you experience that?
Well, for him, it was relationship. One of his girlfriend and him, their relationship kind of crumbled, so that led to a dark place for him. I guess he felt he was alone and had no one to support him. I actually had lunch with him the day before, so we had talked about it and discussed different methods of dealing with the situation, but I mean, when you're there in that place, you don't, I guess you don't really think of things like that, so.
You wrote on your blog, "My brother and best friend Nick Dene passed away on August 6th at 11:07 p.m. as I held his hand and walked him to the light." What do you recall of that experience now, and how did it impact on you?
It was quite a kind of a crazy experience. I was with my best friend and my now wife, so it brought us a lot closer together in that sense. It was a crazy experience. Basically, it still haunts me to this day. But it needed to be there, and I'm glad I was there with him as he finally left, so.
What happened next for you and for the family around you?
Well, what I did is, I don't know. Every time I have to deal with tragedy, something like this, I just kind of mobilize. And basically what I did was, I knew we didn't have any money. My family doesn't come from a lot of money. So I used my skills. I formed three hip-hop shows in 3 nights. And we raised the money, and we paid for his funeral and a nice casket for him and all that. And that's how I dealt with it. My friend John Zader, actually, he was a DJ here, and we did a few shows here and kind of let the community know how they could help out and whatnot, and did our thing, and we raised the money, and we paid for his funeral, and that's how I dealt with it. And I'm still kind of dealing with it. Everybody deals with it in their own time or whatever. But, yeah. Basically, I just mobilized and kept myself busy.
It only really hits home when it affects you. Even though we all know we could be next to. Fall down, fall ill, fall through. Tend to turn the other cheek when you know it don't involve you. Act like you've never seen this light. As if you've never been here before. So familiar, but it don't seem right. Only hits home when it's at your front door. Act like you've never seen this light. As if you've never been here before. So familiar but it don't seem right. Only hits home when it's at your front door.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
According to the Mental Health Association, the Canadian Mental Health Association, there are many circumstances which can contribute to someone's decision to end his or her life, but a person's feelings about those circumstances are more important than the circumstances themselves. People who consider suicide feel that life is unbearable. They have an extreme sense of hopelessness, helplessness, and desperation. Suicide isn't hidden in the shadows anymore. It's now a topic that people want to know more about, from how to recognize the signs in others to how to help someone who is feeling suicidal themselves. The message is spreading. When you feel alone and overwhelmed, tell someone. We're joined in the studio by Surreal, a.k.a. Matt Dene, who will rap about loss at the annual Souls Remembering Souls event as he pays tribute to his brother Nick, who died by suicide in 2007. We're also joined here in the studio by Heather Owen, who is with the Central Vancouver Island Crisis Society.
Matt, we were speaking about how Nick's death affected you. And I'm wondering what happened in the months after he died. You spoke about some music that you wrote, and you obviously did some work with your own feelings and emotions.
Well, after the shows and the funeral and everything kind of settled down, we basically just got right in the studio, and the team I was with at the time, we started banging out tracks, real emotional ones. As far as I'm concerned, those are the best ones. They pretty much write themselves. You put the pen on the paper, and they just kind of come out. And we were just in the studio for like a month, maybe 2 months, just straight, just making songs every single day. And we actually made an entire album that's never been released called The Beauty of Ben Baxter. That was my brother Nick's nickname. So we just kind of have that put away. Like I said to you guys earlier, I let people listen to it if they're my friends or whatever. Just kind of keep it to the core group of friends and let them listen to it. But that was my therapy, basically. I got on the mic and got everything I needed to say out at the time. And released it that way, basically, and let other people hear it and feel it. And the best part for me is when I do a song for someone or do a song at a show, and just that one person comes up to me at the end and says, "Listen, I had someone that I lost by suicide, and that just kind of brought it out. And I'm sorry for being upset, but that really made me feel good, that song." So that's why I do it. That's basically.
I found an image on your Facebook page of a tattoo. The name Nick, and the concept of paying tribute is a theme that is coming up for you this weekend. Yeah. Why is it important to remember him and to share your experience with others?
Well, because there was so much more than just a tragic event that took place. It was the life that he lived before that and the life that we all shared with him and all the memories and laughter that we can share now about him. And you know what I mean? It's to pay tribute is to always remember and keep them in your mind and fresh and in your heart. Yeah, you don't ever want to forget that. So,
Heather, tell us more about the Souls Remembering Souls event and why it's becoming or has become such an enduring experience for the community.
Well, it's a chance for people to get together and realize that they're not alone in this, that it happens to many people in the community, and when it does happen to you, you do feel alone and that nobody understands what you're going through. So this is a chance to realize there's other people out there that understand your pain. And like Matt said, it's important to get your feelings out and talk to somebody and tell your story and share that the life of that person and enjoy and remember them. So the Souls Remembering Souls is just that. We remember the ones we've lost, and although it was tragic, we bring a beautiful day to remember them and come together and celebrate the life they were.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add, Matt Dene.
Well, just on the last thing about the tribute tattoos, I've noticed there's probably about 10 or 20 people with tribute tattoos to my brother out there, and I just want to thank them for keeping it strong and remembering. And to anyone out there that's feeling in that dark place, I mean, just talk to someone, and there's always a short-term solution for a long-term problem or a long-term solution for a short-term problem. It's all up to you. And, yeah, basically, more people need to talk about it. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much for having us down here. I appreciate it. And Souls Remembering Souls, sorry to cut you off, Souls Remembering Souls is a great opportunity for people to come together and talk about something like this.
Thank you, Matt. And Heather Owen, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just like to invite everybody to come down and share this special day with us. And also, I'd just like to say, if there is anyone out there that's feeling this kind of loneliness and withdrawn, please reach out. The crisis line is always there for you, 1-888-494-3888. So you're never alone. There is someone that will listen. Please don't go it alone.
Thanks to both of you for joining us. It was much appreciated. And a reminder to our listeners, you can attend the annual Souls Remembering Souls event on Sunday, September 11th at Nanaimo Port Theater. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. And Sir Real will be rapping about loss as he pays tribute to his brother, Nick.
Surreal, a.k.a. Matt Dene, raps with heart about personal loss and social issues. You can find him online at Facebook and MySpace. Nick Dene died on August 6, 2007. He's loved by legions of Ben Baxter fans as well as many kinfolk and people of all walks of life. Heather Owen is Promotions and Community Relations Coordinator with the Central Vancouver Island Crisis Society, and you can find the Crisis Society online at cvics.ca or call the Crisis Line. And again, that number is 1-888-494-3888.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.